It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. We have Greg Ford here. Greg, you just got off the phone, I guess, Barbara Honegger. And standing ovations. Tell us the story about the Kennedy assassination, what you got standing ovations regarding. I guess it's the anniversary of the John F. Kennedy assassination. She has a lot of intel information on it, right?
That is correct. 3 days worth of speaking to several thousand people concerning the assassination and all the new developments that she has managed to discover and put together and research since that time. She's virtually the guest of honor every year now, as you might imagine. So she is getting on the plane as we speak, and she will be making a video of the 3 days of the conference available, you know, for your show, Bill, and your listeners.
Yeah, so she's going to give me a call. I think I left a message with her, but she was kind of busy. So when she gives me a chance to get her on the program, and we can do two things. We can do audio on our radio show. We can do also audio videos, and we can also do live camera videos, which are multi-year site, up to five people at any one time, and I can flip and switch different sites anywhere in the world in real time, live like Fox News or anything. And also I can do editing. I know how to do video editing, etc. I've got all the software, and I have a custom made supercomputer.
It'd be good to work that out beforehand, before she comes on.
So, yeah, we'll give her all kinds of options. And again, I can do videos. Usually, I do news videos first thing in the morning. Like, I was up at 4 this morning doing some stuff and broadcasting, but yesterday I was up early doing a review of news. And I like the Epoch Times as well as Drudge, but I also check other sources. And then I like to kind of make a comment, because a lot of stuff out there is what I call is confused or disinformation, or it's slanted to try to manipulate and control you, right?
One of the reasons why my book won't be out, Copper Green, won't be out. You know, the first book, it's a trilogy, three-part book, okay, but the first book will be out at the end of this year, okay? We're doing as much as we can to get it out at the end of this year. But
you're talking about 2019. Which book is this now?
Okay, this is Copper Green.
Oh, really? You're going to have it out, Bindi, before the end of December?
Yes.
This
coming year, right.
Okay. Well, you mean 2020 or 2019?
2020.
Okay, so it's going to be next year, okay.
Yes, and the reason why is all of these issues that are going on right now, okay?
Right.
You know, the issues that are going to be, like I said, it's a three-part series, but the thing is that they're all of these things are coming out, the discovery process, the research process. People are dying now. Okay, that has to be figured into this. Also, you know, that finally a lot of this information has been declassified.
Right.
It's been totally locked up and classified before. For instance, Barbara's on her way back to California, but one of the things she will say is that one of her conversations with me is concerning Adolf Hitler's commando, Otto Skorzeny, okay?
Right.
He had a group of highly specialized insurgents, commandos, mercenaries, where he ended up at the end of the war creating 3 to 4 separate intelligence agencies, you know, several in the Middle East, and to include Israel's intelligence agency, and to include a specialist in the CIA.
Right.
And it is now become apparent that Otto Skorzeny's group was highly responsible and probably directed the entire operation, in addition to George H.W. Bush. Okay, George H.W. Bush, at the time, who was the director of the CIA, and who also worked with Otto Skorzeny to commit and direct the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, I know he was on the ground at the time. You know that the Lyndon Baines Johnson met in a home two nights before the assassination. I actually saw the original autopsy, forensic autopsy, which, by the way, showed from the shattering of the skull in various directions of the bullets that it was a ground level attack. It wasn't from a book depository. That the person they tried to finger that they said was the one, it was actually a bioweaponeer from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, that they fingered and said he was the killer. It wasn't right. A single shooter from a book depository who was on level. So it had to be people in the crowd that actually were shooting at President Kennedy. And this is, from what I understand, it was multi-part. It was it involved Israel, it involved the mob, it involved Lyndon Baines Johnson, it involved the CIA and the deep state were killing him, because what he was trying to do is to try to hamper the expansion of power of the Special Activity Division of the CIA. So he tried to do executive orders to call back their powers, and that's what really ticked off the SAD, because the SAD runs the state of It's a Real Hell, I call Israel and Saudi Arabia and the oil cartels. They run also the drug trade, the organ trade, and the human trade are run by SAD, and they're in conjunction with the cartels, not only here but also in Afghanistan, the Golden Triangle that brings in heroin from overseas in Asia. People understand this is going to black out budgets and has been for many decades. These black out budgets are funding things like deep underground cities, genetic engineering, and all kinds of classified technologies that are happening. So people don't know this, but this is what's going on. The deep state thinks they're the real government, and it's a farce that there's a publicly elected officials in any country, right? That's what they
believe. Is it safe to say that we're on the air now with your audience listening?
Yes, we are on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Now, you know, and I always rely on my audiences, and I'm sure your audience is extremely intelligent, but one of the things that just came up this morning, and I'd like to ask your help, Bill, okay, is does anybody know, and this concerns George H.W. Bush,
right.
The Bush crime family, the whole group, does anybody know, of all your listeners, the real name of William Barr, the Attorney General of the United States?
Oh, I don't know his real name, but I understand that he's one of the cover-up guys for 9/11 and for several other things, including the issues of the Bush administration. Barr was involved there. So although he's trying to clean up this mess, at least it looks externally, he's one of the cover-up agents, including Kavanaugh, who Trump elevated to the Supreme Court. Although he's a very conservative person in some ways, Kavanaugh, he's actually one of the people who's being silent over the fact that 9/11 was an inside job, same as Susan Rice and others, and the issue in Libya with the destruction of Libya and the fact that Gaddafi turned over his weapons and his plans to actually advance and get nuclear weapons, and he was working even to acquire those. He was also doing work on primary water, which he had 75% of the new water was there, actually was primary water. He used technology to actually bring the oasis water from the deserts to make reservoirs. But they didn't want him to do that because he wanted to put together a new gold standard trans-Islamic currency for 22 Islamic nations that was going to be counteracting the American dollar, etc., and would have counteracted the petrodollar. And so part of the reason why Gaddafi is dead is because the guy was not average intelligence. He was weird, but he was very smart. He was a genius. And he wanted to do something for all Islamic nations to kind of link them all together, including not only primary water across the deserts in North Africa, but also all of the people in this country had health care free, they had socialism free, and they had, even mortgages were 0% interest. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. Very good friend was in the
right.
tent, sat in the tent with Gaddafi
right.
a few weeks before the in-house coup, the palace coup, took
right.
place. So, yes, I
right.
did.
And now
that.
It's a disaster zone. And, of course, Libya is the ancient North Africans that fought against the Roman Empire. And they lost, right?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. So what I see happening is almost like repeats of history. See, history tends to repeat itself because there's patterns in time space that often repeat because they're unresolved. Just like even in the Bible, you'll see often things repeated two or even three times sometimes. Sometimes God's trying to get a point across, about why things are the way they are. what's happening that's unique about this time is we're ending up with the secular end of human history. We are at the point where Satan is ready to abort the human race and transform us into literally what I call like a cybernetically enslaved population that's now literally in a cybernetic hell on Earth. And we're at the point where we have to make a decision. And it's not a technical one. It's not even political. It's a spiritual decision that we have to make. Because everything else follows that. You know, if you aren't a believer in the Most High God, you can't have a constitutional republic, right? So when I hear people on Fox News that say they want to have a constitutional republic without God, they're morons. It's not possible. Our rights come from the Creator, not from our government or emperors or the government himself, right?
I would say that comfortably, yeah, the affirmative, yes.
Yeah, yeah, it's just, yeah. This is just logic. It's like mathematics of logic and common sense. So where we are right now is very, very timely, and you know, I'm sure none of these people would disagree that we're moving toward the Matrix, like the movie The Matrix. We're moving toward a cashless system when they collapse the economy. They already have in the wings what they want to replace it with, which is real nasty. And I used to get people to argue with me years ago when I presented this 20 years ago with the Prophecy Club. Now I don't get any arguments. People just get really ticked off that I interrupt my guests. They get really ticked off that I think I know everything. If I talk about something, damn it, I know about it. And if you present something to me, whether it's medicine, geopolitics, science, or anything, even if I have no area of training in it at all, I'll break the problem down to its constituent parts. And that bothers people because they don't want to think that anybody is wise enough to actually figure out what's going on and what's happening. They don't want to hear it, do they?
Well, I would like, you know, some response, by the way, from your audience about Bill Barr. If anybody knows his name, a real name, not his
name. What's his real name?
I'm sorry?
What's Bill Barr's real name?
I was told his real name was something else, but I'd like to find out if your audience knows it. So
His name it says William Pelham when I searched on the internet. Born May 23rd, 1950, is an American attorney. He is the 85th and current Attorney General of the United States since February 14th, 2019, under Donald J. Trump. He was the 77th. Why was his name changed from Pelham to Barr? That's really kind of strange.
Right. That is the question I have. So,
That's interesting.
And my next question would be, speaking about Libya, and I actually have an associate who has informed me about what has gone on with Libya, and his name, and you can certainly everyone can look his name up. His name is Abdel Bel Hajj, okay? Bel Hajj. All right? So I will spell it if anybody would like that. The thing about Abdel Bel Hajj is, and this is concerning Libya and only Libya, is that, yes, Abdel Bel Hajj was the CIA operative who actually formed the army of liberation of Libya, and he was responsible for overthrowing Gaddafi, okay? Mr. Bel Hajj led the army, organized it, directed it, and then to show you how the CIA is so grateful, this isn't uncommon for the CIA, and you can certainly look at my records, okay, of history in the intelligence business, with my book especially, but in this case, Mr. Bel Hajj was actually renditioned, okay? And now, you've heard that name, it actually means abduction, okay? But it means rendition.
Rendition and mind control, just like they renditioned you, even though you're an American patriot and you worked for the government for decades.
Absolutely. I was renditioned and tortured en route.
Right.
Okay, well, Mr. Bel Hajj was renditioned, tortured, and then for good measure, the CIA, they were so grateful for what he'd done to overthrow. This is, you know, and thank you, Hillary Clinton, for this. But she was responsible for having his entire family brought in front of him by the CIA at the orders of Hillary Clinton, of course, and had his whole family tortured in front of him. Okay? That's the gratitude that the CIA has explicitly demonstrated. So That's why Mr. Belhaj has quite a bit to say about
now,
what
you want to get Belhaj on the program, because, see, people don't understand, and this is where I want people to transition from just the geopolitical to the higher levels. You know, it says in the Thessalonians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. You have to understand that leaders of our world are like their cortex and their behavior is avatared by transdimensional entities. The primary entity in Hillary Clinton is an amphibious Draco reptilian disembodied entity from the ancient world that actually is avataring and controlling her. And she was actually cursed by her parents through a demonic ceremony when she was just a young girl. If you don't understand that, you really want to understand that these people are not just self-centered, sexually perverted, or just evil by nature. They are transitorily controlled by evil entities that avatar them like a video game. How's that?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Delta in control, right?
Yes. No.
We're coming back. Come back.
Okay. All right.
And welcome back. So what I want people to do is not be distracted by the gameplay. For example, when you look at it logically, it doesn't make sense that Trump would tolerate Adam Schiff doing what he's doing in the Democrats. If I was the president, I would have shut him down and put him in prison. This is a gameplay for public consumption. And the powers that be are going to continue to harass Trump, trying to convince him that if he plays ball with people like Mr. Durham and Barr, that these are the cover-up agents for 9/11 and the Benghazi, as well as other things like the rise of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And what people need to understand is they're trying to convince Trump, play ball or your family's in danger, you're in danger. If you do X, Y, Z, you're kind of okay. Remember, they have multiple pathways. It's like take your two or three ways to get to a destination. They have the left destination plan, which is, goes through the demon rats and the Democrats and the social communists. But they also have a right-sided, you know, PNAC version that's a conservative, you know, not, it's not democracy, and it's not, how can I say this, it's not a capitalist system. Capitalists would allow you, like Hamiltonian credit, to get, you know, if you're a young guy and you're in a warehouse or working in a factory, you could actually invent something and get loan money so you can start your little corporation. We have a corporatist system. We have a digital control system. And all these intel agencies are linked at the top. I mean, all of them. That means the Russian GRU is linked with the CIA. We need to see the lower links between Five Eyes, like United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, etc. But what's going on in Project Omega was conceived by the Thule Society, which are basically occultists. One of the highest occult priests in them was named, the leader of Nazi Germany, Adolf. Adolf wasn't just a leader of Germany, he was an occultist. That's why they went to Neuschwabenland in Antarctica, because they had ancient maps showing how Antarctica wasn't even on the South Pole in ancient times. People don't know this. They completely miss the fact that we have been taken over. Although we seem to have won the war, we actually lost it to the intel agencies that control our intel agencies that think they're the real government. The deep state isn't thinking, well, we're alternative government. They think they are the government. They have been for a long time. And just the external expressions of those is the United Nations and the World Council of Churches. And in actual fact, they believe it's a farce that we have elected officials in any country, don't they? Right?
Yes.
And they want to convince you to be balkanized to support one or the other side, because they convince you to be a Democrat, Republican in America or some other party in some other country, that somehow, even if you protest, which is never going to do anything, that's why I say the most best way to actually is go after the law to become a pro se litigant. The idea of trying to convince politicians or get on media is only to convince other people to do actual legal actions like pro se litigant actions, which I tell people to get the course and do it. This idea of talking to people or trying to educate them, because remember, all of this is a multi-level space chess. We're all being put into a kind of a subcategory or balkanization so they can manipulate us. And that's whether or not it's public religion, geopolitics, or anything in any country. We're all being manipulated, the master of chaos, Lucifer himself, right?
Yes. Now, I would like to say, as I'm hearing back from my good friends and consultants that are speaking to Mr. Trump,
right.
All right. It is, and I'd like to say to them, is first of all, this collusion that's going on And I don't care what anybody says. I don't care how it rubs everybody the wrong way.
Right.
There is a collusion going on between Clinton, the Clintons,
right,
and Trump. All right? Now, everybody gets their, you know, hair rubbed the wrong way. Too bad.
Right.
Okay? It's going on. And this is what I told Mr. Webb, George Webb, you know, to talk to Clinton, to Trump about.
Right.
And the second thing is
now, tell us how that yeah, as I was saying, just like I mentioned, those different layers or layers of space chess. What you're highlighting is the fact: on one level, there's a conflict; on another level, there's collaboration, isn't there?
Yes, certainly. But the thing is this. All this subterfuge, this sleight of hand, you know, double dealing, all this kind of stuff, you know, carrying on like a mafiosi capo di tutti, okay, intentionally. That's what he's really behaving like. But the only way he's going to get out of it is that if he tells the truth, the president tells the truth, and he sticks to his guns. And the first one he said he knew, and I believe he does know, about what happened in 9/11,
right?
Okay,
well, he mentioned that 2 days after 9/11 that he knew it was a demolition.
Okay,
yeah,
and that includes Israel, and that includes Saudi Arabia, and that includes Baluchistan. Okay, and he needs to come clear with the American people about how 3,000 people were slaughtered on the sidewalk of New York City. And it was just, as soon as the dust cleared, it was business as usual, okay?
Well, 75,000 died prematurely from the debris from the building, and a third of a million are actually dying prematurely. What we see
That's
happening,
exactly
you're
right. You're right.
Now, what we're seeing happening, because I'm still their doctor, what we're seeing happening, this is a ceremonial thing. People have to understand, 9/11 is a play on the two towers in front, brass towers in front of the ancient temple of Jerubbaal. The one in the 5th century that was built, and the previous one built by King David's son, you know. And what you have to understand is those two towers are called Yashin Boaz. It says, he shall restore in strength. And when you actually go down to the New York area, we went to with a guide some years ago, the One World Trade Center, you call One World Tower, is in the exact same angular star positions of the stars of the Belt of Orion. With the primary star system was called a star called Alpha Draconis, the Dragon Star. That's the star in which the planet, which is the red star, in which the primary leading transgalactic beings that were actually the primary doers of evil on Earth are now avataring our world leaders. That's why they're all druids. So all druids are basically led by amphibious reptilian disembodied spirits that are indwelling our global leaders. That seems pretty damn weird, but unfortunately, if you look at the Bible and you believe the Bible, you have to understand possession is real. And if I was an intelligent being from another world and totally had devoid of conscience, the thing that would be the most fun wouldn't be just destroying their planet, because I want to keep the real estate. It would be avataring the people's consciousness so that they would submit to my will, and it would become like a made-for-TV 24-hour movie of how I would go in and actually destroy their internal cohesion, destroy their destiny, and destroy what the nature of what they are as a global and organism, not just individuals. And Satan's getting great joy of doing this, and he's going to be stopped here very shortly, because people need to understand what's going on right now is a transgalactic and extra-dimensional evil that's far above the intelligence of the average human being. It's not above my intelligence, because God made me this way, and he's given me his wisdom linked up to my wisdom, which means me and God are way smarter than the devil. The devil is smarter than any other created being in the universe, but when God indwells you, you become equivalent to the wisdom of the Most High God, which is unbeatable. And people have to understand that. And that's why people that are called as prophets and apostles, we don't have the wisdom of a man. I mean, my wisdom is not worth listening to. But when you're indwelt by the wisdom of God, you're speaking words of grace that allow people to survive physically and spiritually, our nation to survive. And right now, you look at the demon rats, they want to take us away from Constitutional Republic where they know best. People like AOC and Bernie Sanders Claus and Elizabeth Warren, I call her Liar Watha, and they want a communist totalitarian state. But on the other side, we see the same thing with the neocons. They want a totalitarian corporatist digitally controlled state like the Matrix. Either one is demonic. I mean, you can go to the different brands on the Walmart of Satan. I call Satan Mart. I mentioned that before the show today. If you go to Satan Mart, they're just red colored brands and blue colored brands, but they're all those brands are satanic. They're all evil, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Right. Which is why we talked about one of the ladies you mentioned that I should probably interview. What's her name again? We talked about before the show.
Barbara Honegger.
Yeah, and you mentioned that because you said, you know, if I interviewed, not was Barbara Honegger, it was that other lady you mentioned, that Valerie Plame.
Valerie Plame.
She's going to run for Senate, I think, in northern New Mexico. She moved there 10 years ago. And she used to be CIA. And, of course, she's a registered Democrat right now. But, see, people are registered. I support Trump only if I can get through to the knucklehead, because I see Trump doing evil because the man is not a full-blown Christian. See, most people that think they're Christian are delusional. Being a Christian is a bit like being Delta Force. If you're a real Christian, it's not milk and cookie time. You put your life on the line if you become a Christian. You put your soul on the line because you put yourself in spiritual danger of being a target from dark side. It's not an easy thing to be a Christian. Anybody who thinks it's easy to be a Christian is an idiot, right? It's not. Because you're going to get targeted just like you were targeted because you knew stuff about Iraq. And they renditioned you. Well, Satan can rendition you. He can actually take your health down, destroy your relationships, ruin your marriage, make you lose your job, do all kinds of stuff because you're ticking him off.
Your health.
People don't get that, do they? Right?
Your health. Don't forget your health.
Okay. Take your health out. He doesn't care how he takes you out of the mix. He can give you a stroke, heart attack, or just ruin your health so you can't even get around. And if you don't understand that, you're not realizing who you're coming up against. You're vastly underestimating the power of the dark side, the Prince of Darkness. I don't underestimate the SOB. But you know what? When he hears my name, his boots, he shakes. Because he knows I'm indwelt by the Spirit of God. I'm going to try to do the best, in spite of physical danger to my health and even spiritual danger to my soul, and I'm doing the right things for God, because I have God's love of mankind, not just the love of a man. And that's why if you're a real paid-for Christian, the blood of Yeshua, which is Father in the flesh, and the will of doing the Most High God, makes you unstoppable. That's the thing that scares the heck out of the dark side, whether it's geopolitical or health issues, because Satan has a purpose. He's here to abort the human race, isn't he? And that's why when people say, I want Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving to the Creator God that created America, which now is in the state of, is it going to be repentant, or is it going to go down the road to either communist socialism with the demon rats, or succumb to the PNAC and the globalist neocons? Which form of Satanism do you want? Do you want a Republican form of Satanism or demonic demon rat form? Either one is bad, isn't it?
I should say. Now, one of the things, by the way, I would like to mention, I'd like you listeners to look this up when they have a chance. Is most of this will come together, coalesce into a fairly lucid story, articulate story.
Right.
And that's called, and I would like everyone to go look it up. It's called, look up the Franklin Scandal.
Okay? Oh, yeah, I know. I've had guys on for the Franklin Scandal on my show years ago.
Really? Okay, I didn't know that.
Oh. Yeah, so I've had contacts everywhere. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, the Franklin Scandal would explain a lot of what's going on between, first of all, the Clintons, the Trumps, Mr. Epstein, what happened in Haiti with a Haiti scandal, with the earthquake and the massive amounts of money that were poured into Haiti that disappeared, and where it went, PNAC, the whole bit, okay? Now, I'd like to say, though, by the way, and I would like to confirm that, yes, you were correct on something, Bill. The other day, you were talking about tunnels. Tunnels that were designed and built over a good part of the continental globe, okay?
They're everywhere. You can actually travel. I had one of my guys give me a quote of how fast he could get from London, England, and Europe to New York City by under oceanic tunnels from the maglev trains.
Yes.
I mean, you might think this is a sci-fi story. It's been around for a long time. Right?
Well, I confirmed with my remote viewing team. Yeah. Yes, they are. And
they do exist, yeah.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Boom, it's lies. They're doing it on purpose. It's not by chance. They can, you know, it's like hitting a little jig, you know, tapping it. Right?
I'm sorry, Bill.
We're coming back now. Yeah, turn up the volume if you can, Tomas, so he can hear me a little bit better. Okay, we got it up. We just have to. Are you on a speakerphone or a headphone set so you can hear?
Yes, I am.
Ah, that's good. That's good. Okay. So now people want to hear some more from you because we're going to Thanksgiving. I want people to know when we bring in all these experts like yourself and others, I want people to start kind of connecting some dots, not only on the intelligence level, but all of our irregular wars. How many years has America been founded now? It's about 250 years, roughly. How many years has America... Yeah, I'm getting close to it, right? You know, how many years has it been that we've been at war and not at war? It's not very many years, is it?
No, virtually, you know, the right. entire time.
Right, when you look at how much money we spend on our military, and by the way, when we spend it, it's not necessarily at the acquisition for the best equipment for our military. For example, we deploy troops, they give them level one body armor. We give them tanks and armored personnel carriers that don't have protection against IEDs. We aren't using the most creative technology, so instead of making super carriers, which are giant sitting ducks or advanced torpedoes that will go at near Mach speeds in the ocean because they actually have a plume of jet air in the front, so the actual torpedo is going through an air jet underneath the ocean at near Mach speeds near 700 miles an hour. What we've done, and these are military experts that I've been in contact with even here in San Diego County, that they've advised that we're misspending our money. The military-industrial complex doesn't care if it's spending it correctly. They just want to spend it. That's why when they build a jet, it costs 20 times more it might cost from Russia or China, because you get one part made in one little town or city, and the part's made by one little company so that there's kickbacks going to the congressman or senator. And so we're building equipment that may not be the best that the military needs. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to match the enemy in terms of battlefield readiness. And it doesn't protect them against losing limb or life. And it doesn't deploy, for example, we engage in wars, but we don't complete them. For example, if we decided, like Trump decided, remember a few years ago, he decided he was going to kind of go after Al-Qaeda and ISIS, which, by the way, we created, but they get out ahead because the Muslims are maniacs. Trump decided to have a policy to start to clean them up. But you have to understand, we are so corrupt that when their Al-Qaeda leaders were actually about to be extinguished in Iraq and Syria, we flew the leaders out to the chagrin of our own troops, wondering, what the hell? They're flying them out in helicopters while we're ready to kill them. And they're closing in on various little towns and cities in northern Iraq, in Iraq and in Syria. So people don't understand. When people start to get this, they get very discouraged because they don't understand we're dealing with a passion play of evil, if you want to call it. And we're dealing with disinformation on various levels. On one level, there seems to be conflict, even with countries like Russia and China. On another level, there's collaboration. For example, IBM Corporation and WhatsApp are helping the communist Chinese make their social media scoring system, which, by the way, they want to bring back to America and the West. Remember, the globalists are involved with testing in laboratories like China, things they want to do to us. It's not just to the poor Chinese. They want to bring that damn stuff back here. But people don't get that. They just think, well, we're just too bad for the Chinese, man. That's too bad. It's not us. You have to understand they're our brothers and sisters from another mother. And people don't get that, do they? Right? Just like if they're Muslim, well, the hell with the Muslims. No, they're our brothers and sisters from another mother. And if we start having compassion not only for human life, but other life on the planet, maybe we'll start to actually make the right decisions by asking the right questions and making decisions that are godly based on the actual wisdom of how to fix it. Now, people find this shocking, and it aggravates people because they say, Deagle, shut up and let your guest talk. But I want people to focus. When you bring out this intel information that caused you to get renditioned, or, you know, Valerie Plame, or all these other ladies, these other people, you'd finally reached a kind of if you want to call it an apocalypse of knowledge, which is a revealing, and you finally get in such a state of shock, you realize, like, oh my God, they got weapons of mass destruction. You're right, they're renditioning people and killing them. They got neutron weapons and detonators here. What the hell are they doing here? And you don't necessarily have all the answers, but what you did is when you realized that, you had more questions than answers, and those questions led you to dark places you don't want to go. Right?
Absolutely. And
right.
And this is all apparent, by the way, in my book.
Right. Which is why your book's so important to read, because it starts to open people up to the actual exquisite intelligence of the demonic overlords of running Earth. Now, believe it or not, God made me able to be the we call the world satanic wrestling matchmaker and defeater of Lucifer. That's why I'm a descendant of Moses. I am Moses of this day. Now, it may aggravate the hell out of people to say, who do you think you are, Deagle? It's because I have the intellect and the wisdom and the hellish experience to know the dark majesty of evil that's running this world on both sides. It's not just all those damn Democrats. It's the PNAC people, the globalists, the satanic people. And they've infiltrated every religion and every secret order on Earth, no matter what religion they are. They can be transhumanists, Muslims, Catholics, so-called Christians. And they all have distorted eschatologies and an incorrect view of what the human race is and how God's wisdom is always correct. not part of the time. In fact, the definition of evil is to do what's right in your own eyes. And you're always led by, that's what Satan says. He said it to Eve. You're already graduated. You don't have to go and consult God or pray. That's why they were not just naked physically, they were naked spiritually, because they weren't praying to God. But people don't get that. When they see our government renditioning people like you and Valerie Plame and these other people, they're doing it because they're being caught. And right now, we've got people like Adam Schiff that's so much in your face, you realize they're really close to pulling the world economy. They've actually notified through the banks they're not even going to fund farmers in South America and elsewhere to even plant a crop next year. If you don't think they're ready to start terminating the human race, you're a freaking idiot. Now, you might want to spit on Dr. Deagle, but guess what? The most nasty thing you can do is to attack the messenger with grace and a message of truth from the Most High God, because it's worse than murder to attack the messenger of truth. You know that? Because when you do, the only thing left for you is judgment, and I don't want to see that happen. I have a human race basically is not just stupid, they're viciously ignorant. They bare their teeth and try to growl at someone so they want you to shut up. Okay? And I'm not going to shut up. I don't have a shut up gene. So I want you to have some comments. I want you to have some comments here, because people need to realize I'm not just an individual. I'm not just Dr. Deagle. I'm a phenomena. And it's not because I like it. Man, be me is a pain in the butt. Because family, friends, relatives, regulatory authorities, and so on have all attacked me in so many ways you would not believe it. If you knew the full scope of what I've gone through, you'd understand I have a very clear understanding of the dark side. So have you. So if anybody that's actually been deep in intel and smarter than average and has gone through living hell because of what you found out, which is god-awful, isn't it?
Crystal clear.
Yeah, crystal clear, and you have the intellectual and spiritual scars to show it. And it's not open to people's damned opinion. They think they have a right to have an opinion about my life. It's not open to your friggin' opinion, people. Now, there are lots of things I don't know. I don't know everything. I got a few 3x5 cards, and God even restrains me and says, don't pray on this, Deagle, or I'm going to tell you. He even told me when I prayed about Donald Trump, is he going to either bring in the New World Order or be the Antichrist? And God said, don't ask me, Deagle, because I'll tell you. 2 months of bugging him, and he finally told me, you know, like, in other words, you don't need to know certain things, Deagle. Shut up and don't pray for it, because I'll give it to you. All right? Now, if they think I know everything, they're an idiot. I don't. I only know a few 3x5 cards, but they're scary as hell. I see America heading the New World Order in the Matrix. I see America with the most powerful military and space-based weapons in the universe. I see America being led by transdimensional entities through the left and the right. I see Donald Trump being basically, if you want to call it, a period of grace to delay the inevitable. But I don't see him right now being totally transformed. If he could hear from you and me, he would be the greatest president we had since King David, who killed Uriah to get his wife Bathsheba. But he's not there yet. He's where, as they say in Focus on the Family, he's a very good pre-Christian. He's an American patriot. I'd vote for him, but I don't want it just to delay in judgment. I want it to stop. See, what Trump is doing right now is just delaying judgment, isn't he?
I'd say catalytic.
Yeah. And some things he's doing are actually speeding up the process of destruction, for pushing 5G network and Huawei, pushing the control of the border with a giant wall. The wall's not going to stop all the people who overstayed their visas or people who are coming in other ways. It's not going to stop infiltration with over 42 Muslim death camps with live ammunition. It's not going to stop people inside the intel agencies that completely think they're the rulers and we are. When you hear Brennan Clapper and they're warning even Trump, like, we got 6 ways to get you, and here's a newly elected president and they're warning him because they think they rule this nation. They are laughing at us. These guys are laughing their heads off thinking, hey, I'm not going to prison. I'm not going to wear orange, right?
They think that.
Well, even if some of them do, it's not going to stop the devil's scheme. He might even sacrifice some of his own people to make sure we are convinced that we've partially won. The only way you can win is spiritually. If you don't win spiritually, as I say, Thanksgiving's coming up in 2 days. If you don't give thanks to the Lord, not to the U.S. President or the Constitution, you have to understand some of the roots of the Constitution are not Christian. They're Luciferic. The oppositional power system of the 3 branches of government in opposition is not Christian. It's Luciferic. They don't understand this, do they?
Now, question I have, Bill, is this. Is you mentioned 5G...
Right.
Okay. And the Matrix and so forth. Well, why is it that Mar-a-Lago is the only place in the entire United States that that doesn't allow 5G transmission?
Well, first off, 5G creates e-toxins that affect your DNA. And also, 5G network, if they actually start broadcasting the wrong frequencies, can cause you to commit suicide or get violently depressed or cause serious insomnia or even affect specific enzymes in your DNA. I know how to make a phased array frequency sequence if you broadcast it through the electrical power grid and through 5G network, which can attach to not only computers, but your body's cells and DNA and your antennas on your cell. It can have epigenetic frequency effects that can be very toxic or deadly. So people say, oh, they can't do that. I'm saying, you know what? The Operation Crimson Mist and the effect of epigenetic frequency therapy of DNA and consciousness is on the doorstep. We're almost there. And if they do have the technology, they want to put it forward. And the Chinese, of course, are just a proxy. Their engineers are working hard to go from not just 5G to 6G to even higher frequencies and energy levels. Now, you think we're making this up? If you think we're making this up and that we're delusional, you're going to go through what's called the Darwin effect, which means you're going to be taken out of the gene pool because you're going to die hard like Bruce Willis. And you might say, how dare you, Deagle, say that? I say, you know what? You got to face reality here. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy reality. And now it's very hard for people to dispute it. You know, you hear these intel agencies, they're saying, well, the next cell phone, we won't need a cell phone. You have actually an earphone, an earbud to your ear, or a little screen. We'll directly interface with your cortex. If you don't think that's coming, you're a moron. It's coming. You might need a little helmet or a headband, but you'll be able to play Jumanji or go into the holodeck by having a direct cortical interface. Or they can just broadcast a frequency to make you insomniac or suicidally stupid or like Crimson Mist to make you violent and killing. People say, oh, that can't happen. I said, you know, they've already done it like 30 years ago. Why do you think they can't do it now? I know all the scientists by name. They've been working since the late 1940s in Britain and their research facilities. I know where they are in the United States. I know who's involved with them. People say, oh, my gosh, Deagle, how do you know all this stuff? I said, I'm Deagle. As I say, I'm not just a person. I'm a phenomena. And it aggravates the hell out of people because they don't want to hear me talk. They say, let your guests talk. I'm scared when I see this Thanksgiving because I don't think people are giving thanks to God. They're giving thanks to the Constitution or just thanks to Trump. Trump is, right now, delusional. He's not going to be impeached by Pelosi, very likely. He's going to be impeached by the Coke in his right hand, which is aspartame, Splenda, and Advantame, and the diketopiperazine, formaldehyde, and methyl alcohol. But the thing is, he's got people around like Barr and Durham that are cover-up agents. And you've hosted already today, didn't you? Well, what do you think is going to happen to Trump? I think Trump's going to get reelected. But look at his latest thing. He's going to give new powers and new actions for Jared Kushner. Now, Jared Kushner is a wizard. Modern Judaism is wizardry. He worshipped Rabbi Schneerson, who was one of the top wizards within the so-called Judaic rabbinate. And he's not a stupid man, but the man is well-intentioned. But again, that's the basis for all evil. Bring order out of chaos, but it's a Luciferic order, isn't it? What do you think?
Well, let me see. We're coming up on the hour, and I'd like to put this out to your listeners, if I could. Just a favor. This is strictly a favor to me, okay, as one of your avid listeners. It is, I would like your listeners to look up, go on Google, and go to the patent office, and look up an invention by the name of guarded thought function.
Which is most important because that